Welcome to Couples Becoming Intentional. I'm Carrie.
I am John.
And here at Couples Becoming Intentional, we want to equip you with different tools and resources so that you can live intentional lives with those that you love to leave a legacy that lasts. So welcome to this week's episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. This episode is actually very different than some of our previous episodes. If you enjoy it, please let us know, because this was, we had something planned, and then you're going to hear a conversation John and I had about something that has been on John's heart that we have not had a conversation about before. And it's just a real look at how we worked through we had a situation happen right before we hit record. And every time we hit record, we want to make sure that we're coming to a place, like coming to the podcast, to our microphones, in a place of like, we're eager and ready to do this. And I could tell something was off. So I asked a few questions and it led to a like 20-minute conversation that we're going to have you guys actually listen in on. And John's being very vulnerable by sharing this. And we ultimately pray that this conversation just shows you the power of asking questions. John and I have done a ton of study and a ton of research and a ton of hours of training in the art of asking good questions. And you'll see areas where John corrects me for a particular question, but we pray this conversation is a blessing to you as you kind of get a peek behind the curtain of what some of these conversations have been like in our house. So without further ado, here it is.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello. Yeah, all these have a fee.
Okay.
Oh, you ready?
Yes.
There's no need to get frustrated at me.
Did that need to be done right now?
You weren't ready yet. So I was doing it while I was waiting for it to get ready. I don't know what we're talking about. So if you want to intro it, go for it.
I think you should intro.
So what are we talking about?
Even if you say, like, these are one of these episodes where John came with the subject and I will chime in with.
No, because that doesn't tell me what we're talking about.
Caring for Marriages by Jonathan Holmes.
Okay.
It's what I'm going through in biblical counsel or okay. Basics.
Okay.
And then we're going to go on session 3.
Okay.
He makes the point of, before we can get to conflict resolution, which mm-hmm. we kind of did backwards, you need to first talk about what is communication. Mm. If we're not going to work with communication, then how can you expect conflict resolution and identifying what communication is?
Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you frustrated with me?
You want to rephrase that?
What are you frustrated at me about?
When you come downstairs, I expect you to be ready when I'm ready. The fact that you were still on your phone when I was ready made me frustrated.
Did you tell me when you were ready? I didn't know when you were ready.
I'm sorry, I didn't tell you I was ready.
I apologize for being on my phone longer than I was probably supposed to.
Okay, can we start this, please?
What are you in a rush about?
I want to get more user tests because I already feel behind for today. Okay?
I think we should unpack that.
I put in an expectation for myself that if I'm doing user tests Monday through Thursday, I should get 3 or more.
Okay.
So I feel behind.
Is it okay if you don't meet your expectation?
I suppose.
You went disc golfing this morning. Instead of staying home to do a user test. You know we record this podcast on Wednesdays. It's okay. I feel like you're rushing me.
I don't know what to say to that, Carrie. I want to start recording a podcast. And I feel like you just keep asking me, what's going on, John? What you seem frustrated.
Because this is important. Because you just admitted that you were frustrated.
Okay.
And you are trying to rush me because something else is more important to you than just sitting here and being with me to record this. Am I wrong?
I think it is just another task I have on my things to do. And the fact that it is being delayed by 5 minutes, 7 minutes. It frustrates me because it's when I have tasks to do, I want to get them done succinctly. And that's me going into my task orientedness.
And how do you think that impacts others around you?
I'm sure it makes you feel overlooked over and devalued because you're not a task, you're a person. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Are you okay to just be present in this moment to do this? Or would you prefer a different time?
I can do it now.
Okay.
It'll be humbling not to meet my quota, my personal quota.
Is that an identity?
Like, I think
is
it
this
has
becoming
been.
An idol?
I think it has been not like. Yes, I think recently it has been of just. I feel like I need to earn $500 through user testing, otherwise we're not going to make it financially. And if I don't get 3 or more, I feel like I'm behind. And I don't want the financial burden to be placed on you fully.
And who said that if you don't make $500, it's going to become a burden?
My own personal beliefs I feel like $500 makes a huge difference for our family.
I mean, I think it makes a difference for any family.
Well, particularly our family, because I'm the one making it.
So what is the truth then?
Whether or not I'm $20 short is not really going to make that big of a difference.
So what will that look like practically, though?
It's okay not to do user testing on a day that I've given myself for user testing.
Yeah.
It's hard, especially Absolutely. Because I've been doing this every single day.
For 5 months.
Mm-hmm. Well, not every single day. Monday through Thursday. And it is difficult to get that. That was my pattern mm-hmm. of like, okay, I have Wednesday and that's what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. And unsurprisingly, I sat last week and just after reading my Bible, after praying, like in my journal, mm-hmm. I just sat. And I just sat there in the silence. Mm-hmm. And the word that came to me was balance. Mm-hmm. Which if...
Like you don't love that word.
I hate that word. And because I feel like you can't reach balance, right? Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as like perfectly being balanced. Mm-hmm. And so just like that fact that I was... It was balance. I hated it.
Yeah.
And it just stuck with me because mm-hmm. I prefer the word harmony, right? Like, let's harmonize everything that's in our lives. And
because balance is unachievable.
Balance is unachievable.
Equal balance in every area.
Yes, equal balance in every area. But I was so out of balance
Oof.
That it took a word that I hated to yeah. realize that I am putting too much effort into a thing that is beneficial, mm-hmm. but is not the ultimate.
Where do you feel that sense of balance, that lack of balance? Where was that coming from? Or what do you think the reason was that the Lord put that specific word?
I think easily it can get to the point where I feel like it is going back to when we had a lot of just... A lot of clients.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going back like to that and I was finding myself in moments where I should probably be with my children.
Mm.
I was actually doing work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a handful of times I can look back in the past couple of weeks where it actually took the time to interact with our children. And yeah. And I think it comes down to, I feel like they are obstacles mm-hmm. in the way of me achieving my goals rather than a blessing.
Shoot.
And I feel the same way with Jules of just like, she's an obstacle mm-hmm. in the way of what I actually want, like what I want to reach.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is that like, no, they're both blessings. I love having a dog. I love having children, but I'm not taking the time to actually enjoy them
mm-hmm.
because I feel like making money is the ultimate good.
What is the ultimate good?
Becoming more like Jesus.
What does that look like as a stay-at-home dad?
Being a parent for my children. Being a dad that sits down and plays with them.
And builds really cool Legos that you do.
Yeah.
So how could you add in more time of Lego building with, like, on the floor with the children or doing some sort of activity rather than the pull of user testing? Like, what have you found ever since hearing that word from the Lord is going to bring it back into balance or bring it back into harmony?
I think it becomes so easy. Weekends user testing is not very abundant.
Mm-hmm.
And so come the weekends, it is really easy. I do take the time to be with our children, and I need to have that same mentality come Tuesday morning, come Thursday morning, rather than having this is a user testing day.
So what's going to hold you accountable to that?
Well, plain and simple, I keep my computer shut Tuesday morning, Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm. And what are you going to do instead?
Well, Thursday mornings I already do keep it shut because Thursdays I clean.
Mm-hmm.
And Penny's actually been really enjoying helping me clean. And she does it without a quarter. She doesn't do it for like... She just wants to help me, which is like so awesome to see. And
yeah,
and one of your children of like actually genuinely want to like, can I vacuum too?
Right, and like participate.
Yeah,
co-create.
Yeah, creating order.
Yeah,
rather than the chaos that is a dirty house.
For some, for us.
For us, I cannot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially with a golden retriever who sheds. A lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because she's got blonde hair and our floors are like that lighter wooden color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so it blends in so well.
Yeah.
And I don't see it necessarily every single day. But then when I get to like vacuuming, it's like, mm-hmm. Oh, there's actually a lot of hair here.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel now that you've spoken that out loud?
I don't feel rushed anymore.
Mm. So what does that mean?
I can rest. And like rest in the peace of Jesus that everything will will turn out to the things like for our good, right? Like what the Romans verse people say of like, I can actually rest in the peace of God because I know that I know that like, yes, user testing is a huge blessing,
mm-hmm.
that, and blessings are only blessings if you use them wisely.
Mm. So what is something that you on Tuesday mornings, instead of being pulled to want to do user testing, you can have set aside for you and Penn to do together?
Yeah, I think it's just being creative with her or create with her of, I remember 2 or 3 weeks ago, right? Of, I had to get a oil change for on our car and it was a Thursday actually. Cause okay. I now remember of like, we had to go get an oil change. Thursdays for us, for me, is cleaning day. And I remember that just like, you know, I could be rather reschedule this oil change and just go home after dropping off Finn and clean. And like I do every Thursday. Then I'm like, okay, we'll go on our oil change. And while I was on the oil change, I'm like, actually, I want to do something special with my daughter. And so we went out. I got her a hot chocolate, got myself a coffee. And a sweet old lady gave us a cookie. I'm talking like as if we're going to actually re-release this. And I don't know. But yeah, and I remember just in that moment, I know she was just overjoyed with the fact that she got to go out with dad and just have something special. So. I think it's that those kind of moments, not necessarily going out and spending money, but like, how can we cultivate that kind of enjoyment and unique experience in on a Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. Will that be more life-giving? Well, let me rephrase this. Which would be more life-giving? That quality, special time that you're able to spend with Penn, or making an extra $20 to $30 on user testing?
Well, it's simple, right? But I know it's going to be more life-giving of Penny, being with Penny, and seeing her grow up to be the woman that God has created her to be. And hopefully I'm allowing her to see that rather than deterring from that.
Yeah.
And it's simple. It's not always easy.
Right. So what will you remind yourself when you're feeling tempted on a Tuesday morning to just open up your computer to do some user tests?
I knew this tattoo would be useful. And it is that reminder, that constant reminder that if I truly wanted to show faithful love to Penny and to my family, that's not through making money. That's providing a creative, fun atmosphere for my daughter when Finn's at school, or if you are gone a weekend, then it is also for Finn.
Do you feel like you have clarity?
Yeah.
Do you want to record a podcast now? How long was that?
20 minutes.
Do you want to use that?
I'm fine with using that.
Okay. I'm going to do a quick intro then.
Okay.
How are you actually doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay. Are you okay that we had this conversation?
Mm-hmm.
So we hope you enjoyed that very real and vulnerable conversation. If you are enjoying conversations like this or would like to see more of this kind of coaching style conversation where we're actually talking about real things that are happening in our lives and just being really gentle with one another as we're coming alongside to really support one another through this, send me a DM over on Instagram at Carrie Vaco. I'd love to be able to hear from you and see if this was a blessing to you. And we will see you guys next week on Couples Becoming Intentional.
Or if you're feeling stuck in some sort of aspect, doesn't need to be necessarily in parenting or in
your marriage.
I mean, those are like things that we want to prioritize for sure. If you just feel stuck and you just need someone to come along and say what's actually going on, or some just soft probing into what's going on in your life, with no alternative motive of like
unbiased opinion,
unbiased opinion or
an approach,
and just wanting to really dig deep and see where is that standstill in your life, and why, or not why, but like what is causing all of this, or just like feeling stuck or feeling down or feeling just even sad or feeling nothing. Yeah. I feel like that's also just like a sign that we're not living, is that you're just meh.
Yeah.
So if you're in that spot, we would love to come along with you. If you're a female, then you'll be talking with Carrie. If you're a male, you'll be talking with me, just that so that we know that like, we want to be above,
feel comfortable.
We want to be above reproach. Mm-hmm. Or if a couple wants to come on and we just wanted, or we don't even have to do it over our podcast. Like, no, we can do it over a phone call just so that we can respect your privacy. Just, this is our heart. Like, we want to help others because we've just seen how asking good questions has really just brought out a lot of stuff that we didn't even realize was there. Yeah. And I think you see this in even our conversation of just like, I was identifying myself with how much money I was bringing in, even though I am the stay-at-home parent.
Yeah.
And we want to come alongside people. We want to help support people.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, we'll see you in the next one.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. As always, if you have a question that you would like us to answer here on the podcast, you can go ahead and send us an email at jcvhouse@gmail.com, or you can send me a DM over on Instagram at Carrie Vaco. We'd love to be able to answer and feature you on here on the podcast. And as always, if there is somebody in your life who would benefit from this episode, feel free to go ahead and send them the link. And if you love this content, we'd love to be able to hear from you. So go ahead and leave us a review over on Apple Podcast.
Until next time, we love you and we appreciate you.
See you guys.
Bye.